you're due for it.
Well, I never had no sickness much.
I imagine other people might have had all kinds of problems. I wonder how they would talk about it, what they would do.
Different things that they'd treated different, of course.
And most of it was home treated, it wasn't doctor treated. Mm. Little sicknesses folks would have. If the home treatment didn't work, then they'd call in the doctor.
Since you're speaking of that, I just want to make a little statement right here. About 36 years ago, I reckon it was, we moved right here, didn't we? Mm. And I got sick. We went to Tupelo and bought cooking utensils, you know. And I come home that evening and I was sick. I went to town the next day and I bought me some cathartics. Come home and take it. And I was sure enough sick then, and I went back to see the doctor. I didn't see the doctor when I first went, but I went back then to see the doctor. After he examined me, he said, if you'd have been up here 2-3 days ago, I'd have operated on you. I said, for what? For appendicitis. I said, appendicitis the dickens. I ain't got no appendicitis. Yes, you have, and it's done ruptured on you.
Oh, is that right?
He says, Abel, one thing I know to tell you to do, when you go home and go to bed and stay just as quiet as you possibly can, don't you get up unless you absolutely have to, and don't you take a bite of solid food of no kind. Take a liquid diet altogether. Okay, I come home. And fainted. Wife like to never got me back on the bed. My neighbor come along, stopped, see if there's anything I wanted from town, anything he could do for me. And I give him a little list of things I wanted. I said, you tell Dr. I said, come down here. He told him. He says, there's not a bit of use in the world me going to see that man. He's bound to die. Ain't no chance for him. And he come home and told her the same thing. That neighbor did. The neighbor told him, says, well, says he wants you to go down there, and he's my neighbor, and I want you to go. Well, he said, it'll just be a doctor bill for his wife to pay him for no good. Well, says, he'll pay you. He'll pay you. So here come Doc down here. Wife says, there's your doctor out there. I was living right out there in that old log house at that time. He come to the door, and when he come in, I said, hi, Doc. He didn't say, howdy. What do you reckon he said? Anything in the world I can do for you. That's the answer he gave me when I spoke to him. I said, well, Doc, I thought maybe if there wasn't nothing you could do directly, maybe you could do something for me indirectly. He said, there's nothing I can do for you. He says, I told you the other day everything that you can do. He says, anything done, you'll have to do it yourself. Out the door he went.
He left some powder
and
a pill for something
to
take.
And when he started out, I said, well, I'll see you in a few days and settle up with you, Doc.